Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes, I am.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Neil Shipley, who is the medical director at Northwell Go Health Urgent Care. And before, I know Ann has a question continuing on with this flu discussion, but before I got there, which I usually ask a person, how did you get involved in this? I know you're a doctor, but it's nice to know how a person moved through versus some other area within Northwell.
Right. So I am an emergency medicine physician by training. I spent most of my professional career working in and running emergency departments in the New York area. And about 8 or 9 years ago, a physician friend of mine sort of started thinking about what was missing in the healthcare system in New York City. And it was clear that there was a need for low-cost, affordable, easy-access walk-in urgent care. That was just clear that emergency department wait times were very, very long. Emergency departments are very expensive. It's sort of the most expensive place that you can possibly get health care. And, you know, these days we're trying to give people the right care in the right place at the right time in a much more affordable manner. And so we opened up a couple of urgent care centers, and then we were approached by Go Health, and they sort of took over our practice, and I stayed on as one of the medical directors.
Wow, so you were independent, technically.
I was an independent operator in Manhattan for about 5 years, yes.
Good for you. That's
tremendous. Are you busier, let's say, from 8 to 9 versus when the doctor is open from 9 to 5? Do you find those hours that a regular doctor is not accessible to be busier in your practice?
There's definitely, you know, daily and also seasonal variations. So obviously, you know, when your private doctor or PCP is open, you know, we encourage patients to see their regular primary care doctor. But often you can't wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, not feel well, and call your doctor at 8:30 and have them say, "Come on in at 9." So we typically see a rush in the morning when people want to get in before they have to go to work. After school gets out, we'll see a bunch of moms or family members bringing in their kids. Saturdays and Sundays and holidays, again, most primary care offices and specialist offices are closed. So really your only choice is wait 4 hours in the ER and pay a very expensive copay, or come to urgent care and have a much more manageable copay. And usually our visits typically under an hour. Often people are, you know, in and out in 40 minutes. So like I said, if you cut your finger instead of the bagel on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and you have guests coming at 11, you'll be back.
Right. Actually, if I'm saying this correctly, because I wrote this down in reference to the ambulance, et cetera, mm-hmm. An ambulance can't drop off to you.
Correct.
So you wake up with a certain pain. And I agree, because the emergency room is much more expensive than urgent care. Wouldn't it make sense that the urgent care should always be the first line? And then if it's wrong, you'll get the ambulance to send me on my way.
I'm not
putting you on the spot. Like, I don't.
No. I understand.
Rooms.
Look, I think that there are.
Dr. Shipley told me not to come.
Right. Exactly. Look, I think that there are some, you know, clear cut. You know, so anytime when you suspect you have a life threatening threatening illness, patients should be familiar with the signs of heart attacks, chest pain, shortness of breath, the signs of stroke, numbness, weakness, difficulty speaking, standing. You know, those are really conditions that urgent cares are not equipped to manage. And so if you think that's what's going on, again, especially the population that's listening right now, they should activate the 911 system.
Right.
You know, if you've fallen and you have significant head trauma and you've lost consciousness or you're bleeding heavily, urgent care is probably not the right choice,
to be very honest
about it.
Are people using urgent care in lieu of their regular doctor? And when something occurs, whatever it may be, they decide they'd rather come to you in that they can walk in or whatever. Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. That's a perfect way to describe at least part of what we do. Again, many, especially younger patients these days, they don't have a primary care doctor. They're really not that interested in having a primary care doctor. Everything sort of needs to be on demand right now. And so that kind of patient will come in, use the urgent care center, be done in 45 minutes, get back to work, or back to their family. It's kind of a perfect model for them.
I use my primary care once a year for a physical. And it's not that I'm sick that often, but if I was, a few times I've gone to urgent care because it's like By the time I call, it's going to be 2 weeks. It's almost too annoying, but maybe I do need an antibiotic, which is usually the case. I said, let me just stop there. And you're right. You go at 9:30, 10 o'clock. You're in and out within 30 minutes, 35 minutes. And, you know, sometimes I say you're fine. Actually, I went recently for the flu, and I didn't have the flu. But I felt it. He says, there's some sort of a sinusitis or something.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sinusitis.
Right. So, but that's fine. He says, now I can go about my business. And honestly, it was a half hour, I'm gone. You know, so I do. I'm a proponent of them. I think it's tremendous.
Well, if you think about it, you know, those patients who would have otherwise perhaps gone to the emergency department and waited for hours and then sometimes left and gotten no care at all, and maybe the next day they're worse and the next day they're worse, and now all of a sudden they end up with pneumonia in the hospital. So, again, access to care is really important, and urgent cares now across the New York area are able to see patients so much more quickly, so much less expensive. So we're taking a huge burden out of the emergency department and providing care that might otherwise not be gotten at all.
Right.
How is your telephone system? And the reason I'm asking this is I have a general doctor. It could take me a half an hour with the busy signal that I get. And if I get through and I finally get to that area where you press number 7 and you'll, you know, get connected to an individual, and then it's cut off, and then you got to go back in and spend another half an hour with the busy signal. How is your telephone service as far as this? Because I think this is very important to, if nothing else, have a phone that connects to a person that you may need to even just speak to. Is that an issue you're having as well?
We certainly have had these days so many more, you know, calls, and patients have a lot of questions. Do you accept our insurance? What are your hours of operation? A lot of that is now available, you know, on our website, and so hopefully those questions can be answered easily. But we don't have a big phone tree like press 1, you know, for financial information and press 2 for directions. So, you know, in most of our sites, you call, you person at the site will pick up the phone and say, you know, hi, this is Rosalind, Go Health Urgent Care. How can I help you? That's our goal.
Roslyn Go Health, that's right on Northern Boulevard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know where it is.
And it looks as though you're in Great Neck as well. I think you're across the street from me. 46 Great Neck Road, that's in the shopping center.
Where
Best. It's mm-hmm. relatively new. And
where are they?
Yeah, well, that's what it says here. So for those of us in the Great Neck area, 46 Great Neck Road is phenomenal to have for those in the plaza and anyone in the vicinity that needs urgent care.
And once you've been to one, we have all your information on file. Again, you can pre-register online when you get there. Basically, all we're asking you is, you know, is this still who you are and do you still have this insurance? Great, come on in. We don't like to leave people in the waiting room. We'd like to get them into the rooms,
see
the provider. That's why they came.
That's tremendous.
What kind of insurance are you taking?
We accept virtually every insurance that Northwell, our health system partner, takes. So all of the major commercial insurances, Medicaid, Medicare, there's very few that we don't participate with.
You had another flu question?
I did have a flu a question to follow up on. Is that, are you finding people get the flu and it doesn't end there in that they're getting it again, maybe with a different version of the flu? The news seemed to indicate that your resistance may be lower once you've had the first episode of the flu, and then all of a sudden you've got something again, and it's not exactly the same, but you've got another version. Because is it true once you've had a flu, whatever it is gives you a certain amount of immunity to that particular strain?
Right. So there's two questions I heard there. So one is, yes, so once you've had influenza, this particular season's version, you now have antibodies to that particular strain, and you should not be able to get it again. Of course, next year, different strain, different story. That's why every year they make a new seasonal flu vaccine that tries to cover as many strains as possible. So your typical vaccine this year is a quadrivalent vaccine. It has 4 different strains in it, and the hope is that you'd be immune to all 4 of those strains. But the real question that you asked before is, you know, what happens after the flu? So flu is notorious for causing what we refer to as secondary infections. So the flu itself is the primary infection, and most people get the flu and then they recover. but a subset of patients, seniors, the very young, people with underlying medical illnesses like heart disease or pulmonary disease, are at a much higher risk of developing complications like pneumonia. That's the big one. And so you get the flu, you have a weakened immune system, you don't fully recover, and then a week later you're in the hospital with pneumonia. And that can be really serious. And that's why the vaccine is so important.
That's amazing. I mean, I didn't realize the pneumonia part of it, because I've heard a couple of different people this season having pneumonia. I thought it's a whole separate thing.
So, again, the pneumonia is a bacterial infection.
Right.
The flu is a viral infection. But it's that viral infection that sort of sets you up. I mean, the world is filled with bacteria. We are colonized with them. They're in our upper respiratory tract. It's sort of a never-ending battle that usually you win when you're healthy. But in the aftermath of the flu, that's exactly when the sort of the advantage can switch to those bacteria that are always in there. And then you go from an upper respiratory infection like the flu to a lower respiratory infection like pneumonia or a sinus infection.
Right.
And then you need antibiotics, and sometimes you need to be in the hospital. And that's what's happening now.
I'm changing a touch because you had a question about insurance. Medicare and Medicaid are both accepted.
Absolutely.
I mean, we talked about insurance carriers, but
absolutely.
I just want to make, I assume 100%. It was, but I just like to make sure.
Almost all urgent cares. I mean, we're not unique in that way. Almost all urgent cares.
I assume, but just like, you know, people, they hear it, you know, versus
right.
like, oh, I didn't hear Medicare and Medicaid.
No, absolutely. But again, it's not just the insurance. It's the fact that when you go to the emergency department, your copay is going to be significantly higher.
Right.
The cost of care is going to be significantly higher. And so instead of a, you know, $150 bill, you have a $1,200 bill.
Right. I agree with you there. And you're waiting many more hours because they have to take the hard person first and triage. So they go through triage and say, guess what? You're not dying. Sit down. We'll get back to you. You know, sit down. We'll get back to you.
Something you said earlier about you cut that finger with the knife on the bagel. I did that with something and had to go to First Med. That's the olden days when you didn't exist. But there was a doctor.
Now she'll come to you.
and they had to stitch it up, which, as you can see right here, you can't see a thing. But if there's not a doctor on, how do I know? I mean, if I need those stitches, I need a doctor that knows how to do nice stitches.
Right. So all of the staff that are in our centers are trained to be able to do these kind of things. Suture wounds, drain an abscess, you know, give a nebulizer treatment, take care of allergic reactions. There's nothing that our, you know, emergency medicine trained physicians can do that our physician assistants and nurse practitioners can't do. They're all credentialed through Northwell and to the same standards. And by the way, these days we'd probably glue your finger, not even stitch it. Yep, there's a lot of new fun things out there. So sometimes we see patients and we just glue them. And it's great. It's painless, no anesthesia, in and out in 20 minutes. You don't even have to come back and get your stitches out.
That's great
Terrific.
To know.
This
that
has been perfect.
Really
I want to thank Dr. Neil Shipley for being with us this morning. It flies. Half hour's done. It's amazing. It really is. It's over. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.